This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Rise Scotty's Morning Show
with Matt Man.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work and they got four or five kids and can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. That's hard times, baby.
Paige.
I love running, mainly out of patience.
And Fat Boy.
Call me crazy, but I thought when you step on a scale, it's not supposed to bleed.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rep blocks all day.
93.3. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Let's see if she agrees with me. Folks, it's the birthday girl. It's my mama,
oh,
Mary.
Happy birthday.
Should be.
Mama?
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's
hey, baby.
It's the legit, the first time I'm saying that to you, because Fat Boy called you to get you on hold here.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't even say it first because I wanted you to do it.
Oh, sweetie, thank you.
I don't want to take it.
Yep.
Well, do you feel any older?
No.
That's good. That's good.
Not yet.
Oh, yep.
Got to find out about midday, which for you would be about 4 p.m. I'm just messing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about something that is very intriguing to me, Mother. I was going to do a fun little thing here where I was going to alert you to things that maybe happened the year that you were born, or to see if you even realized or whatever. But before even that, I found this, and I don't know if you know this or not, because this is a big mystery. The year that, and we won't say the year, because I know, you know, you don't want to say your age, unless you want to say your age.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I said 29. So.
What year?
No, the
not
age.
Not 1929. My goodness.
I meant,
no.
I meant the
Lord,
age.
Lord, Lord, Lord.
Oh, boy.
No.
That's my fault.
No, he said 29 years old is what he was guessing.
That's close a bit.
Well, I mean, if she was born, God, I can't believe you're so. I mean, heck. Hey, listen to me, heck.
I know.
It's your birthday. I mean, it's your. How do you? If you want to say it, you say it. I thought this is a trick. It's a test to see if I'll say it. And then, like Matthew, why'd you say it? How old are you today, Mother?
How old am I?
Yes, ma'am.
73.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
It's almost a big
happy
one.
Happy birthday.
Almost, shoot. Yep. Anything past 70 is a good one.
It's very true.
It's a big one. Heck yeah. I mean, we had a nice Christmas. It didn't snow, but then again, aren't you glad it didn't?
Yeah.
Because that would screw up everything.
It wasn't supposed to snow today.
Well, no, but like the, maybe Friday. Maybe some of the snow.
Yeah, over the weekend.
She's about to have a nice birthday dinner.
I don't want the power to go off.
Oh, no, no. We've had enough of that stuff.
Oh, Mary, tell me about the comforter set that you got for Matthew.
Oh, Paige.
I want to know. What color is it?
He didn't get a whole set. He just got a comforter.
A comforter.
I told him to order it, and I'd pay for it, and he just got a green comforter.
It's not just a green. I tell Paige it is made of some chenille. I don't know what it is. Captain
it's
and
probably
chenille?
Some kind of polyester.
Oh, it's so.
It's a dark green. It's pretty.
It's so soft. And you probably won't like me saying this, but I slept naked in it the other night, Mom. And it's so soft.
No,
it was. It was so soft. I loved it.
Look what I did.
I would have got a Cheetos Snuggie, so that's a good pick.
What?
You see him at Walmart, the Cheetos Snuggie.
Oh, my God.
That's what I would have picked.
Do they smell like Cheetos?
God, I hope so. They would after I wore it.
You get a out of Mary. Oh, man. Oh,
it might snow this weekend, right?
I mean, well, that's what I was saying, Friday. But then again, we get all worked up about that, and, you know. Half of us want it to happen.
I still hope the power doesn't go off. I've had problems when the power goes off, my oxygen goes off.
Well, yes. But, I mean, we have backups. I mean, she has backups.
I have the big tanks, but I still don't like it.
She's got, like, the big tanks where, like, I'm glad we don't have any, like, cousins or whatever that, like, huff stuff. I feel like they'd be in there trying to hit her oxygen. You understand?
No.
Okay. That's
fine. Oh, okay. I thought she had the machine. Where
she does, but when she's okay. Like on the go, she has this this cool little backpack.
Oh, I've seen those.
Yeah, but when the oxygen goes off, my machine goes off, I have to pull out the big tank.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. You have the tank, so there's like you will live through that. I mean, there's. You know, now for those tanks, if we run out of those, but I've got an underground bunker full of them. Okay. I have no food, but we got oxygen tanks.
We know a guy who knows tanks.
Yes. Yes, we do. We know a guy who's actually doing something similar to that, the opposite way. So here's what I was saying, Mom. So you've already announced you're 73. So quick math on that would say, who can get it first? She's 73. What year was she born? Who's going to get it? Is it Paige or is it Fat Boy? Is it the guy who's in college for 19 years or the girl who's got four college degrees?
I'll get it for shooting.
It's 2025. She was born in 1952.
Look. I was in 55. Now to take off the 3. 52.
Boom! Fat Boy wins.
Had to go
well,
on the
you
fingers.
Said it, Matthew.
Oh, I didn't.
I was too busy
yes,
counting.
Yes, you did.
Well, either way, they didn't even realize that I'd even said the answer.
I really
you
didn't.
You said 52.
Oh, okay.
I was counting on my fingers like a dummy.
I was just watching you count.
He was sitting there doing spirit fingers. I'm like, wow, he's calculating.
I kept going backwards every 10 years. I'm like.
So, Mama, when I Googled the 1952, the year you were born, the first thing it says on Wikipedia is that it's a leap year.
It's a leap year?
Yeah. The 1952 was a leap year.
I didn't know that. Well, I'm not as old as
I mean, for real.
Wait a minute, though. Does that get? But when
a
does
leap
that...
year starting on Tuesday is any year with 366 days that begins on a Tuesday.
And but is that every other year?
That's
no, that's every 4 years.
It's
a
like,
leap year.
It's like the Olympics. Yeah, or like a presidential. What is with the fours on that?
So she had a birthday every 4 years ago.
So, yeah. So, like, now who can do the quick math? 70. How old are you? 73 divided by 4.
Yeah.
It's 24.
I was close when I said 29, so.
24.
20, no, that's not right.
24 would be 72.
That's 3. We're dividing it by 4. You're not 96.
No. Well,
18.
I don't. Ain't nobody told me nothing about it.
Well, is Wikipedia lying?
Yeah.
Is this, I mean, for real, a Wikipedia / 1952 is a leap year. How about that?
Huh.
So what is her, what is her sign?
She don't believe in that.
Oh, okay.
Capricorn.
Oh, that's a good one.
What? Why?
It just sounds. It just
isn't
sounds
there cool. Like with that though, Mom? I've told the story for years ago about how when we'd go to the Pizza Hut, you know, with the set down Pac Man over there in Berea, and that they'd have those scrolls that had the, you'd put a quarter in or whatever, and you'd get your horoscope out, and you vehemently would not let me buy those.
I don't even remember going to Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
in Berea.
What? The Cedar Lane Road.
Well, I might have gone.
That's where all my T-Bay. T-Bay.
73, remember? I can't remember everything.
You, listen, she remembers. Don't sell yourself short, Mother. We had this conversation the other night over at Brenda's house about how you remember. Even the young kids were saying, wow, you remembered my birthday when my mom didn't. I'm not going to mention names, but that was a real conversation at a family member's home. My mom remembered before that the kid's mother did. Yeah.
Do you know as a Capricorn, your lucky color is gray?
Gray.
Yeah, and it says your lucky number is 4.
Oh.
Huh.
I've always thought of my number being 7, but that was because that's the number I was born on.
Oh, the 7th. Oh, well, that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense.
Mine's also 7.
That's a real popular in European culture.
What?
Like, that's a lucky number, 7. Any combination
of 7. Well, lucky 7, I think, but like, when I played baseball, I was number 7, and then when I played football, I was 77. So I guess that was...
Yeah, 7s are lucky.
And plus, that's like a... sign of Christ is 777?
Is it?
That's completion.
Completion, yeah. Okay.
I knew she'd knew.
Yeah.
You'd come here with a half a fact.
What is 888? It's toll free. Did you like that one, Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't get a out of you.
The symbol's a sea goat. It's a goat with a fish tail.
Oh, we don't believe in this.
A goat with a fish tail.
Yeah, that's what the Capricorn sign is.
My gosh.
It's weird looking.
Who knew?
Oh, I didn't. I know it was a goat head, but I didn't know what the answer
Oh,
was.
Lord. The goat head. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
Why?
Because that's a sign of old Baphomet, the devil.
Well, not all of them are.
goat head, but when you say specifically goat head, that means, right? I don't know.
We got to write this down because we mentioned something the other day about the Bible that we were going to ask.
Oh, I can tell you exactly what it was.
Oh, you remember?
But she won't like it. It's fine. Mom, it's nothing sacrilege. It's just, I will briefly say it and then you'll be like, thank you, baby, for not mentioning it all the way. Remember the thing about the intermingling of tribes and the emissions of donkeys?
What?
I know. It's best. It was something that taken out of context, but sounds very graphic in terms.
Well, I don't want to hear it.
I know. That's why I was being nice.
I didn't either, but,
it's biblical. I read the whole Bible verse on the radio, and people are like, wow, that's really in there. It was like, you know, remember there were giants in those days and also dudes hung like donkeys. Yeah, I know. All right. I love you with all my heart. I truly do. You know that. And we will be doing lunch here. And whenever you, I know it's not your lunchtime. We're just celebrating breakfast with you right now probably. Okay. But you know what I'm saying? I will call you after the show and we'll do lunch and all that. Okay?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you, Paige. Thank you, Fat Boy.
See, oh, it's the first time she's ever called you Fat Boy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Love it.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I will just say, hey, where should we go? Who should we talk to first?
Let's go to Michael.
Michael. Hey, Michael.
Well, hello.
Hello there. How you doing?
Doing well. How are y'all?
Good, thank you. We're just sitting here playing a little tunk during the commercial break.
Oh yeah, playing some Boo-Ray.
Yeah.
Hey, play away.
Yeah. What's up with you?
I am sitting at my mom's work, waiting on her to get here.
Oh, hang on, what?
Huh?
Are you her boss, man?
No, I'm just waiting for her to get here because she opens the store up and I just hang out with her first thing in the morning.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's nice.
What a sweet child.
Well, it's... Apparently, I'm not allowed to be without supervision.
You sound all right to me.
I think so too.
What does that mean, if you want to say? I'm just very, very starkly confused.
I'm sorry.
No,
I have a bad brain injury.
Okay. That's cool.
And some other injuries.
Yeah. Okay.
And
that's nice. You go and wait with her in the morning.
Cool.
Can you say what happened?
Yeah, I was hit by 2 18-wheelers while I was at work.
Goodness.
Oh, my God.
While I was at work.
Two?
Two of them. First one was doing 35. Second one was doing 72 when it T-boned up the truck I was in.
Did you work DOT or anything?
I worked for a construction company. I don't want to say the name of the construction company.
Sure.
Probably forgot.
Man. God. You spoiling that woman rotten, going in and hanging out with her. Was she giving you some of her paycheck? Or?
Oh, no.
No, okay. You're a good son.
I'm still getting workers' comp, so I'm still... Okay.
Man, I got a question, and I'm not trying to be a dick.
Do you see Jesus? Is that what you're going to ask him?
No.
I was. Oh, okay.
Like, will you remember?
Three times.
What? Oh.
Yeah, hang on to my question.
I interceded your question. You ask your question, and then we'll get back to him seeing Jesus.
Are you going to remember this conversation later that we even talked?
Yeah, because it's so important to me that we're talking right now.
Okay, I didn't know if you had, like, the memory loss of...
No, I do. I have...
Well, sadly,
like
Fatboy will forget it. That's just the way he is. He has no feelings.
Well, I mean, yesterday is pretty much gone, and... From yesterday to, like, 12 years before yesterday is all gone.
No, man,
so
that's
awful. So it creates amnesia?
I don't know what to call it. But, yeah, like, I don't remember it at all.
But you clinically died? Is that right? Like, medically?
Yeah. When they found me, I wasn't here.
What'd you
and
see?
And then on the way... To the hospital.
Yeah.
I died a second time. And then at the hospital, apparently it was the third time.
So are you going like in and out of your body when you come back?
Yeah, like what was that? What'd you see? What'd you hear? What'd that feel like?
Well, for the most part, the first time, it put me in a third person perspective for the rest of the other two times.
Did you go to the light?
His name's not Carol Ann.
No, I was forced to where I couldn't move. Oh. I was just in a stationary position just watching myself.
I've heard that happening. Yeah. Like that's why people know what the doctors say.
Did you lift up? Like, was there going up? Or were you just still there, like, watching, like you said, watching yourself being worked on?
I was still there all three times watching myself.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, even after I was brought back the first time, I didn't disappear. And I was like, am I going up north or am I going...
Like, wait a minute, you saw yourself talking or like... like you said when you came back, you didn't enter your body again. So
right.
What was going on? This is riveting right now.
It really is.
Like, what did they do to me, or...
Well, so you said it was weird because you didn't go back in your body, but you saw yourself. So was the body that you were watching talking, or what made you realize that you had already, you'd come back, but not fully, I guess is the way I'm trying to word that.
Because I seen the heart monitor thing start beeping.
Yeah.
I watched them pull me out of the pickup truck that I was in.
What? Did you see anybody that had passed already that you knew? Like a relative?
No, I just remember there was somebody that was there watching me, but I don't remember any part of that.
So when you say it was a person, like, you did... I'm not, whatever the word I'm looking for here, making fun or patronizing or whatever. I have so many questions. But so you said somebody else was watching. Did you feel that energy or did you see a figure or?
I seen a figure.
Oh, wow.
It was an all blacked out figure. I don't know if it was the spirit. I have no idea.
Jesus. I mean, I'm not saying it was Jesus. I just said Jesus.
Wow.
What? So,
what are the long-term effects? That imagine a lot of medicine you're on, and you said you can't remember.
Yeah, I take I only take 4 medicines.
Oh wow.
Five. Yeah.
Man, you got God, see, man. You got purpose. The Lord brought you back, and I mean, for real, think about that. Like,
I always make it as a joke. I always turn into a joke. God said, strike 3, you're out.
See, that's good, man. That's good.
Because I died 3 times.
Yeah.
It's a charm.
So I always said, God said, strike 3, you're out. Yeah. Go back down there.
Well,
and I'm like, oh, okay.
Let me be the first to say welcome back and stay around, okay? You call anytime, my friend.
3 years ago.
You call anytime and tell your mom we said, hey, not in a derogatory way. Just tell her we said hello.
Yeah.
Hey, mom, I said, hey.
Ah.
Oh, she's right there. Yeah. She came to work.
She finally got to work.
Yeah, she's sitting in the car next to me now.
Oh, okay.
She's listening to the radio now.
Oh, fantastic. What's mom's name?
Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Connie.
All right.
Miss C.
Mama. Hey. I always call her Mama Sue.
Mama Sue. Oh, very good. I miss that ice cream. There's Aunt Sue. All right. God bless you, my friend. You have a great morning.
Thank you. You too.
Y'all as well.
Thank you.
You too, man.
Enjoy the radio.
Thank you, my friend.
You too.
Have a good morning. My gosh. Was that like, so I wonder, what?
I just like you said, enjoy the radio. Like, okay.
Enjoy the radio.
I can't, but I hope you can.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You pick, fat boy. I mean, they're all anonymous, so you've talked to these people. I have no clue which anonymous is maybe better than the other.
Let's go to this one. This could be real interesting.
I think.
Various Anonymous. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good right now. How are you guys doing? I love listening to you, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, you're welcome. It's you're the first one of the day. I guess just pour out what's going on with you, and then we'll try to give you that advice.
Okay, so let me just start this out by saying I love my wife.
There we go. Do you have the T-shirt and bumper sticker to prove it?
You better.
I need it. I have it on the calendar. It's all that. Yeah. I'm just going to say during COVID, she spun a little downhill. She went down the conspiracy train on a lot of things. And most recently at our Christmas party, my company Christmas party, she occupied a table with a couple of her conspiracy theories. And it got to the point where it was...
Everyone in the room is looking a hole through me right now. Because I'm known for that slightly.
Yeah. I respect it, but, you know, she was worried about COVID, and then she thought COVID was something that was created by the media, and then it was something that was created by the Gates Foundation, and then CV-19 ended up being fake, and it was progressively worse, and then she moved on to telling everybody about the moon landing was fake, and she brought up question that the moon even exists, because that's another conspiracy that she thinks it's a projection of some kind. Some people very, in a very Southern respectful way were nodding and smiling and agreeing, but they weren't really agreeing. And it was really embarrassing to the point where, we eventually just had to leave because she'll talk about how 9/11 was an inside job. The FBI killed JFK. Michelle Obama was born as a man. Famous Hollywood stars are pedophiles. The world is flat. I mean, and don't even get me started about Prince Charles being a vampire or UFOs. God. So it's
covered the gamut.
Yeah. God. Yeah. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, which she doesn't even think the Titanic actually sank. So
I don't know
exactly what to do or how to handle it, but she's spending a great deal of her free time going down this road, and I'm almost concerned. I'm talking because she's in the other room sleeping right now.
Oh,
But I'm kind of concerned that it's becoming a mental illness of some kind.
Not to mention at your work party, which is kind of putting a target on you at work.
Yeah, exactly. I have apologized. I've even gone so far as to write an apology email to my boss.
Oh, wow.
Which he thankfully accepted and patted me on the back and said he's been there, but I don't know that he has. I'm kind of concerned for her mental health, but also it's just...
Let me ask you this. Any particular thing that she's brought up, have any of those resonated with you? Or were you like, look, because I'll tell you, a couple of those that you mentioned, I somewhat agree. I don't know to the extent that she thinks, but there's some validity to a couple things you did say there.
Well, I mean, the thing that I'll admit to is, COVID conveniently started next to the COVID Wuhan lab clinic. Yeah. I mean, like somebody got that illness, walked into the meat market and the whole thing started. And, science was very good at giving us the cure that science created the problem for. So, yeah, I mean, I got that kind of idea, but I mean, I don't think that because of the super collider in France or Switzerland has sucked the earth into a black hole, and we're currently in a black hole.
Oh, yeah, she thinks
like
so.
I
think the problem is that there is, I don't even want to say the name of the documentary, but there's a very infamous documentary that when I watched it, it was not a conspiratorial documentary. It's more of a real history kind of documentary about the last 75 years, I guess, of America. And it's jaw dropping and it's real. And when you watch that, it kind of makes you look at everything else through a different set of lenses.
Everything.
Okay.
I'm talking about like the military industrial complex that exists.
Sure.
And that it really opens your eyes to a lot. So you're like, but I was told this in school and I was graded on this and this is what everyone says is happening.
Yeah.
And it kind of makes you kind of look at everything sideways.
And everything's a lie. You doubt everything you're told.
I think that YouTube, and this is even a conspiracy, I think YouTube was used against this country and TikTok during COVID to push a lot of this stuff to make us lose a little bit of our patriotism about this country. I truly believe that.
Yeah.
But some of the other stuff, though, is, it's all about...
That could come down to a couple of people.
Which
is, like, when you talk about platforms and, who's running these and operating them.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of people can decide what the masses, kind of take in. The severity of this guy's wife is she's one of those people that... She doesn't only present it. She has to, like, convince you to believe it, too. That's got to be tough.
Well, we were going to visit friends in Denver, and she threw a fit about land. You've heard this one too, I guess. Like
airport.
How it's an Illuminati headquarters.
The airport.
Yeah.
There's some weird murals in there, though. You got to admit.
Well, that's we almost didn't go, and then she wanted to drive. And, because she didn't want to land in the airport because she was afraid she was going to be cataloged by the Illuminati. And I'm like, honey, like, please, let's just fly into the thing and give it a chance. And I don't know, it felt like every other confusing airport that I've ever been in my life. So,
it's like a never ending battle because she's always going to be looking for the next one.
And they also, in a lot of those YouTube videos, they actually put it in there that, like, and when you talk to your friends and family about this, they're going to call you crazy or whatever, but remain true. And so they're already, like, pre-programmed to expect you to call them crazy. But then again, you got to look back at 200 years ago in America where generally speaking, every large city, even to medium-sized city, had a big-ass insane asylum. Yeah. So it's almost like everybody that didn't agree with the narrative, did they just throw them in the insane asylum? Because there were so many, and they were so grand and, like, why was so much done about mental health then, but now we act like we care about mental health, but there's no... I'm not asking for people to be lobotomized and all this stuff, but we're just like, well, we just check it off with a pill now.
Yeah, how do you fix it?
And and the reality is that this, you know, mental illness in America is, and in the world, is rampant. It's part of it, and there just isn't enough help because, you know, I mean, she won't go talk to a therapist because she's afraid that the therapist is going to have a different opinion than she does about the earth being sucked into a black hole. And I mean, it's like, and you know, I've gone down the physics road of, well, if that has happened, there's literally nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
do you think that's what a lot of people think? And that's why they act so like,
not given up, but
like how people are so like, unneededly rowdy, you know, like the way, you know, all this crap that happens, like, oh, for instance, the subway lady. I mean, just sat, I hate to even say it, burned alive on a subway.
Yeah.
Like, is that the mindset where people are like, all right, we're all in a black hole. This, none of this, we're in a matrix, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? It's all fake. God, what a, that's an awful mindset.
Some people say that's, you know, this guy's wife. What if it starts to, you know, bleed into her personal life?
Well, it has.
As far as
he
like,
had to apologize to his boss.
Well, I mean, it was like as far as like what she starts to believe about him.
Oh, sure.
About you, sir. What you may or may not do.
Wow.
Oh, and I mean, it's the thing is it seems like she reads a conspiracy or watches a YouTube video on a conspiracy, and it takes nothing for her to believe it, and it takes everything for me to even have the other side of the opinion about. Well, maybe this isn't true. You know, like 9/11 conspiracy. I was in New York and during 9/11, and I believe that it was not a conspiracy at all.
Yeah.
You know, I was there when everything went down, and she believes that it was an inside job. And I just
see that's one
for my own patriotism can't accept that. You know what I mean? Like
that's the one that can be real offensive to a lot of people. Because, you know, everybody, you know, and COVID, but, you know, this is on a different scale because everybody experienced it together, if you were there or not, you know, obviously to certain degrees. But, you know, that's one that's real offensive.
And so many people lost their lives and they were just doing their job during the day.
Exactly.
Man, I tell you what, if you can hold through, great. If you can't, keep listening. And we will talk about this more. And I already see calls coming in and... But just hold on one second. If you have to go, though, just keep listening. And I can
hold on.
Okay, okay.
Awesome.
All right. Hold on.
Probably started with suicidal shrimp and just went downhill from there. Which is a fun one.
That's the thing, though, is like the stuff that started off real baby steps, like fluoride in the water or, you know, this, like I always use the example of my mom with the webcam. She put the tape over her webcam because she was afraid someone's going to be watching her. And then when that stuff is validated,
hey,
mama, down the road, then you're like, well, crap, maybe that is, maybe Antarctica is an ice wall that surrounds the entire world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
There's people who want some help and some advice and things. 1-800-774-0093 is the all advice show.
It's just running all.
They're all anonymous again, which is totally fine. And, you know.
Well, we got one that's not if you want to something a little different.
I'll take whatever.
Do you want to talk to Brad?
Yes.
Be Brad?
Brad?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Favorite Prince song, Brad? Putting you on the spot right now.
Oh, my. Well, I do like Raspberry Beret.
That's a good one.
I might have to go with Bat Dance.
You know?
And Party Man's good. We like Raspberry Beret because it reminds us of Paige.
Yeah,
you know, she worked at a thrift store.
Yeah,
I did.
I mean, I'm also willing to party like it's 1999, even though that's tragically long ago.
I know.
Oh, I remember.
Like, there's what is the reference point now? Like, party like it's 2052. Woo! Woo! All right, what's going on with you, man? What kind of advice do you need?
I need some help, man. I gotta figure out a way to let my aunt down easy. She's been kind of driving me a little bit nuts. And I don't know how to tell her that I just don't want any of my grandpa's old stuff that she's been kind of holding it for me since he died. It's been like 6 months, and she keeps nagging me to drop it off. And I'm like, I got to figure out how to tell her I don't want any part of it. It's just harder than I thought it would be, you know?
What, were you close to your grandfather?
Sorry
for your loss.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's, I would visit frequently enough. I mean, everything from him, that I got and I want to keep is with me already. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
Is this stuff that she said he would want you to have this, or he said he wanted you to have this, or I want you to have this?
No. Oh. I mean, no, it's stuff that she thought I might want. You know what I mean? Like, it's so...
Take it.
It's kind of funny, but at the same time, now the reality is setting in that I'm going to have to figure out how to deal with. I mean, basically, it's like a here you throw this away situation, you know? Like,
yeah. Is it bad if he takes it and, you know, tries to decide what he could sell, or if he could sell anything?
Just
or
donate it. I
would donate it.
I mean, is there more to this other than that? Because
I guess I could give you like a little more background, because it is kind of wild what went down. So after Grandpa died, there was like a bunch of legal stuff, because his will was like, I mean, he must have got it off of LegalZoom or something. It just did the template and just pushed click print, and that was it. Because there was a lot of like legal stuff going on.
Uh-huh.
So like, you know, they were, you know, in and out of like probate and all that. I wasn't very close to that, but like they like a few weeks ago were finally able to like get around to organizing like what was in the house. And then my aunt and her sister, my other aunt, and my uncle were like, they just all swooped in, and it was like bickering and arguing, and like, you know, I'm not a big stuff guy, so like I didn't want anything.
Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff?
Hey, Mr. Stuff.
I know, yeah. Right? I mean, like, yeah, come on, man. I'm not obsessed with things. Like I said, I carry a handkerchief every day because of my grandpa. Everybody calls me a weird old man because I do that.
Yeah. But I want the same thing for my pocket watch. I'm kidding.
As long as you keep it clean, that's cool.
Why is that a previous Why is that a previous generation thing?
Handkerchiefs?
Like, well, no, it's like the stuff. Everybody goes after the stuff. Got to have it. Mm-hmm. Like if you see something that reminds you of so-and-so, but does everything remind you of the person just because they had it? Because they owned it?
This
is weird about
it. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm not super obsessed with it. I mean, he did give me, like when he was still alive, he had something just sitting in his garage that I kind of wanted because it was cool. It was like an old Budweiser, like a memorable, like, you know, like a sign that you would see, you know, in a dive bar or something like that.
It was neon? Like,
so, yeah, nice. Yeah. And so I was like, all right, that's pretty cool. And, you know, he gave me that, like, decor like that. He tried to pass off his broken old fish robot thing.
Nice.
Too.
Billy Badass? Or not Badass. Billy, what was it called? Billy Big Fish?
Billy Big Mouth.
Yeah, Billy Badass. Badass. Yeah. What was it called? Large Mouth Billy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those, but I don't forget what song he used to sing. He broke, you know, 30 years ago, but my grandpa didn't throw it away, and now my aunt's trying to give it to me.
What was the song?
Take me to the river.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Drop me in the water. You know what? I bet your uncle came up to you, and he goes, look, you know I wanted that damn Budweiser sign, and now you got it. So it's going to start a big fight.
Oh, he doesn't know. He was like, where is that sign? And I didn't have the heart to tell him that he gave it to me years ago.
Well, the thing with the stuff, if your grandma say I would me personally, so that's why you're calling in for advice. If this were me, I would, even if I didn't want the stuff, I would take it, because you just got to look at it from her point of view, through an older person's view. She just lost him, and now you're saying, I don't want his stuff. I would just take it. Now,
he's got to keep it, though, if he takes it.
That's part of it, because sometimes, I won't say, but if a family member gives you an article of clothing and you don't ever wear it around them, it might come up, do you not like that jacket? I mean, you've got to put on the airs, in a sense.
That might carry on a generation, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you nailed my aunt for sure, because that is exactly what she's like. She's going to be like,
you didn't know.
Where are those old grass stained shoes that Grandpa used to mow the grass with that I gave you? Why aren't you wearing those? Even though they're not the right size and they're 40 years old. and I don't know why he was still holding on to them. But, she will definitely do that.
Yeah.
She's that,
generation where they didn't have anything and they kept everything and would not throw anything away. And then that turned into hoarders. And then now we have the generation that, like you said, you're probably living very minimal. You value experiences more than things. That's the new rhetoric, which I don't mind. I like things too, though, but I like experiences. I'm right there in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, if he had a cool dirt bike, I might take it. But, now I've just got an old beat up styrofoam cooler. What am I going to do with that? But he was hanging on to that just because he was frugal. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I would take it though, and just act like it's, I mean, God, I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. Be authentic and tell people. But with that, you got to put on the kid gloves.
How much do you want to endure? How much fighting do you want to hear? That's what it's going to come down to. It's a lot easier.
Yeah, because, it's like they were, it was kind of a scene when they were picking through everything. My two aunts and my uncle were just, they made such a big deal about it. I kind of agree with you, right? They were the neighbors were peeking around the corner, what's going on over there?
We have any yard sale?
Yeah. I wish I had the organization skills to put together a yard sale.
Sales suck, dude. I mean, you spend so much time. You'll spend more money and time in labeling everything than you'll make.
And you don't make the money back. Yeah.
Goodwill is going
to
go.
Whole weekend to get $35.
I know.
Who in their right mind would pay for half of this stuff? You know what I mean?
And people nickel and dime you.
Yes. You got to negotiate with everybody your own parents.
I'm not willing to haggle with, Greta from down the street,
Greta.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. I would take when my grandfather passed away, I didn't purposefully did not go to the home afterwards, because not that I'm not saying that anything like that happened. Because it was so fresh. Thank you. You're 15, 20 years late now.
Are you sorry for mine?
I'm sorry for you. Oh,
thank you. I've been waiting for somebody to say it.
Sorry for you.
That's why I said it.
I text you that yesterday. Nevertheless, I got his golf clubs, and I don't play golf. And apparently, looking at the condition of those, neither did he very much. But I took them and have them. But I don't know what purpose they serve.
You got weapons. You can fight somebody off with.
Yeah, yeah.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.